Thank you, Mr. President. Dear Secretary General, Excellencies, Delegates, Colleagues, on behalf of the European Union and its Member States, let me start by thanking the Secretary General for her introductory statement outlining the main messages relevant for this working party session. Indeed, this gives us a good oversight of what is being done from, in a way, the big picture, and ensures that we, the members, can connect it to what we will discuss this week. We attach particular importance to these working party sessions. It is through the review of activities, evaluations, and future programming, all three being on the agenda of this session, that we, the membership, assess, orientate Secretariat's work, ensuring that it contributes effectively and coherently to the SDGs. And it is here that transparency and accountability of the Secretariat feature centrally, as also noted by the Secretary General in her opening statement. To this end, it is crucial that we consider critically the presented reports, identify possible best practices and avenues for improvements, as well as ensure feedback on the actual implementation of the recommendation. In this sense, we welcome the feedback provided on the implementation of the recommendations issued by last year's recommendation evaluations. We will elaborate on our views and comments during the relevant agenda items. In general terms, we do see progress on past recommendations and comments voiced by the membership, in particular on result-based management and gender considerations, even if efforts still need to continue, given that these same challenges continue to be identified by independent evaluations. Let me just add here that we do welcome the words by the Secretary General on outlining what has been done and is continues to be done on these two issues, as well as how this is being connected to the work on the ground of the different projects. On the issue of performance indicators, we look forward to hearing on the progress made regarding the tracking of UNCTAD's work across the three pillars, as indicated in the updated management response to the Subprogram 1 evaluation. We also take very good note of the Secretary General's and her office's direct engagement in the preparation of key flagship reports, as well as in the oversight and coordination of all publications. Likewise, we note the strengthened role of UNCTAD's publication committee, in particular in ensuring robust peer review and cross-divisional fertilization. We hope that these efforts will enable upcoming flagship publications to contribute to an informed intergovernmental debate and consensus building inside of UNCTAD and beyond. In conclusion, we look forward to a constructive, critical, and active engagement by all parties during this working party session, and would like to commend the timely preparation of the relevant documentation, as well as the continuously improved consultation practices for the preparation of the program plan and performance information. And before ending, of course, let me just congratulate the new president and the vice president for their elections. Thank you.